This is News Talk.
Well, pretty grim reading on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, and this is the worst fears that everybody has, is that we'd start to ration ICU care and that you start to decide, well, who gets priority in intensive care? But that's exactly what the Irish Examiner says. Intensive care staff in West Cork may soon have to ration care among those who have, I quote, the best chance of survival. As we've heard, of course, Ireland has registered the highest proportion of COVID-19 cases in the world, and all of these fears about the health system. And Brian Carey, who's a consultant physician at Bantry General Hospital, has issued a warning to GPs and other medical workers in the area, saying that the situation is changing rapidly and they may have to make difficult decisions to treat patients in ICU who are the most likely to survive. As we say, he's written a letter to GPs and other medical workers, and he says, "We strongly advise admission avoidance for all patients unless absolutely necessary." So reading between the lines, don't send people to hospital unless they absolutely have to go. And he says, "We may soon reach a point where ICU admissions are rationed and only offered to those with the best chance of survival. This situation is changing rapidly." And that's like something we had, you know, in Spain and Italy at the height of the crisis last year. We hoped and prayed that it wouldn't be something that would be visited on our shores, but certainly that's the worry in Bantry Hospital. Don't know if it's the case in other hospitals, but it is a big, big concern. And then you've all this talk about, you know, having to conserve oxygen supplies. We're in a very serious situation. The Irish Times: thousands of health service staff are set to be redeployed, and the private hospital deal to use their ICU beds could all be triggered this week in order to cope with the unprecedented rise in cases. ICU capacity right now is about 300, and this can be stretched out through surge measures where basically you give oxygen on ordinary wards, so you don't need ICU specific beds. You distribute the oxygen in what they call surge capacity. So that's the story in the Irish Times, that they're going to have to get health service workers from other areas into emergency departments and into ICU. There is better news on the front of the Irish Times, which is, of course, that supplies of the Moderna jab will arrive in this country this week, and not a moment too soon, it would seem. Irish Independent has a story that if you've had COVID-19, well, you might be asked to postpone getting your vaccine for 6 months. Apparently, there's mounting evidence that previously infected people with COVID-19 have protection. And Professor Karina Butler has told the Irish Independent that there's a suggestion coming out that if you've had COVID, you might be fairly well protected for 6 months. And in that case, we might find the advice will change, and it'll say if you've had COVID, wait the 6 months and then get the vaccine. Now, she says, we aren't there yet, but we are keeping a very close eye on it, because if we don't vaccinate those people, and as more people have got COVID, it would be great to be able to postpone them. So we'll see how that goes down with people who've had COVID, that you wouldn't be getting your vaccine for 6 months. The Irish Daily Mirror: we're worst in the world. Ireland's COVID-19 infection rate has rocketed to the highest on the planet. And as health experts warn of a national emergency, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he was not ashamed. That quote comes from the interview he gave to Pat Kenny here on News Talk yesterday. If you missed it, it's a really, really interesting interview. A gripping exchange, certainly at times tense and interrogative. And you can listen back on newstalk.com to the podcast section there. You can hear on Taoiseach Micheál Martin with Pat Kenny. And the first question he was asked, I'm going to give you a spoiler here, was, "Taoiseach, are you ashamed of the situation we're now in?" And you can listen to his answer on that podcast. Now, the Irish Sun: Blue Angels, student nurses and midwives working on the front lines in hospital placements, have described the new €100 weekly government grant as a slap in the face. Trainee nurse Roisin O'Connor, who's earning €2.56 an hour, said, "I don't think anyone would work for that. There are people dying around you." Fellow trainee nurse Grace Farrell, who told how one lonely patient called her his blue angel, added, "This figure is an insult to the work we're going to do." And final COVID story comes from the Herald: €100 fine if you go past 5 kilometres. Gardaí can now hand on the spot fines of €100 to people found outside their 5 kilometre COVID travel limit. And as you heard on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, certainly a lot of people not living within 5 kilometres of the Wicklow Mountains out enjoying their time there yesterday, which you shouldn't be doing. I know it's terrible to say we can't appreciate some of the beauty in this country, but at the moment you can't do it if you don't live within your 5k. Now, the other big story, of course, is the Mother and Baby Homes report, and it is due to be published today. Certainly survivors will get a look at it today, and on Taoiseach Micheál Martin to give a state apology in the Dáil tomorrow. Irish Times quotes Philomena Lee, who's one of the most high-profile mother and baby home survivors, and she says she's dismayed that portions of the final report of the state investigation into mother and baby homes were leaked to the press ahead of survivors. Ms. Lee, of course, she's the subject of the big film Philomena, which was nominated for an Oscar, and she said the leaking of the final report would undoubtedly add to the heartache and trauma of those directly affected, and I'm concerned for the welfare of all. She also calls for some sort of compensation scheme too. A big interview there with Philomena Lee. You can read about it in the Irish Times. On the issue of the leaking, Micheál Martin telling Newstalk yesterday that the government will address the issue, and he said it was regrettable. But not surprising. I didn't get the sense that he was surprised. I think Micheál Martin was sort of saying, in this day and age, leaks are happening in government, unfortunately. Now, interesting story from the Irish Examiner. 70% of people in this country are living in homes that are too large for their needs. So if you're listening in the kitchen this morning, just have a look around your house. For a lot of you, your house is too big for you. You shouldn't be living in a big house like this. New figures published by the European Commission show that Ireland has one of the highest rates in the EU of people living in under-occupied dwellings. Eurostat figures reveal 70% of Irish people were living in dwellings too large for their needs in terms of excess rooms. So God forbid you'd have a spare bedroom in your house, because apparently you don't need one. And more specifically, bedrooms. Too many bedrooms in Ireland. It's over twice the EU average. Only Malta and Cyprus had higher rates of under-occupied homes. It's all being blamed on empty nest households. And I suppose maybe we should look at some sort of scheme for rewarding people if you downsize. Of course, the reward in some areas would be that if you do downsize, you could have a nice little pot of money to spend, because hopefully the new house you buy would be cheaper and you'd have a few bob extra. But there we go. Our houses are all too big, apparently. Now, Pope Francis, if you're planning on being a woman priest, well, you can't be a woman priest, but you are going to be able to act as or have a more involved role at Mass. Pope Francis, this is in the Irish Independent, has inched towards giving women more rights in the Catholic Church, declaring that they should be allowed to act as altar servers and readers at liturgies. The Pope issued a decree which changes canon law, allowing women to have a greater role during Mass. But as the paper reminds us, we're still a long, long way away from any consideration of allowing women to become Catholic priests. Donald Trump won't be allowed to fly into Ireland next week, if you're to believe what government sources are telling the Irish Daily Star this morning. He won't be allowed jet into his County Clare resort. Speculation had been mounting that Donald Trump could make a last minute trip to his hotel when the inauguration of Joe Biden happens. Scotland don't want him, and now the Star has learned that the Irish government also won't be allowing Donald Trump to use golf as an excuse to come here. He can claim diplomatic reasons, but I think the Irish government has to sign off on that, and the signs don't look positive, so seems he wouldn't be welcome, among government sources anyway, in Ireland next week. Fascinating interview in the Radio Times with Russell T Davies, and it's picked up in a number of the British newspapers this morning. And he being the creator of Queer as Folk and a number of other big, big TV shows, but he's now saying that gay roles should be reserved for gay actors, so straight people should not be playing gay characters in shows. And Russell T Davies, in this interview with the Radio Times, has compared, this is going to get an awful lot of people talking, he's compared straight actors playing gay parts to white actors in blackface. And he says, I'm not being woke about this, but I feel strongly that if I cast someone in a story, I'm casting them to act as a lover or an enemy or someone on drugs or a criminal or a saint. They're not there to act gay, because acting gay is a bunch of codes for a performance. It's about authenticity in 2020. And he says, you wouldn't cast someone able-bodied and put them in a wheelchair, and you wouldn't black someone up. Authenticity is leading to us to joyous places. Now, the irony of all of this, I mean, some people will say he does have a point. gay roles should be kept for gay actors. But the irony is he created Queer as Folk, where the three main characters were all straight actors playing gay characters. But that was back in the 90s, so I suppose he would say things have changed since then. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Star. What we were watching last year, and obviously a lot of us had a lot more time on our hands to watch television. The Late Late Toy Show, the most watched television show of last year. Just incredible figures. 1.7 million people tuned in to watch The Late Late Toy Show. Hit drama Normal People topped the most watched on the RTE player. 818,000 people streaming the show there. Also, cast your mind back to St. Patrick's Day when Taoiseach Leo Varadkar addressed the nation. 1.6 million tuning in to watch that address. And later, 1.3 million caught the 9 o'clock news, which was the third most watched show in the country. It's amazing. It's all news and current affairs here, really, in the top 10. Actually, it's news, current affairs, sport, and randomly Room to Improve. On the 5th of January last year, 776,000 people tuning in to watch that. So there we go. Also, Deirdre O'Kane's RTE Does Comic Relief made the list as 472,000 people watched the first ever show there. So that's what we're interested in watching, and that's in the Star this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is News Talk.